This will be the fourth year for the Fayetteville Roots Festival.
Yes, fourth year. Can't believe that.
So, because the organizers do not rest on their laurels.
They don't.
They won't rest on anything.
No.
More stages this year, more venues, more free music as part of the festival. Yes.
I feel like every year I talk to them, it's like, we're going to, but wait, there's more.
Yes, they are an infomercial. Yes. But wait, there is more this year. Today you can begin learning about the full picture because within the last hour, I think, the website has gone live with the full schedule.
Oh,
not
great.
Not just the people. Which
but
we kind of know.
Who's going to be on what schedules?
And when.
See, this might be my favorite day before music festivals is the
yes.
day that the schedule comes out because then you can sit down and start highlighting who
yes.
you want to see and when. That's my favorite.
Yeah, well, then today is one of your favorite days.
Today is one of my favorite days. That's great.
Well, Brian Hembry of Three Penny Acre, of course, he's one of the organizers, as is Jeremy Gothrop from Greenhouse Grill. This morning they came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to talk about going live with the schedule.
We'll have the full breakdown hour by hour from Thursday through Sunday published today on the website. And a lot of folks have been clamoring to get that and wanting to kind of know how that's going to break down. And so that will be published as this goes live today.
Now, going all the way back to when the Steel Wheels were here for a show at George's, the two of you announced some of the artists back then.
Mm-hmm.
I think you mentioned Iris DeMent and some other folks. Yeah. Have you been working since then to fill out the schedule?
Yeah, you know, the artists are out there. We have slowly, starting in April, we really did a full kind of, you know, artist announcement. And we actually did it different this year where we rolled it out on Facebook, an artist or two a day over a span of a month. And it was really fun to do that. We got a lot of traction, a lot of people talking about it, and I think a lot of people anxious about that. So people have known the artists and known, hey, if I'm coming for all 4 days, I'm going to get to see all these artists. But now this is going to break it down to see exactly who's going where and where, you know, all the artists are going to be placed in the four-day sequence. I guess we could talk about that now. We,
yeah.
you know, talk about the lineup, eight artists over the 2 days of the main stage at the Walton Arts Center. It'll kick off on Friday night at 6 p.m. On the main stage, Three Penny Acre.
Heard of them.
I've heard of those guys. After that, Joe Pug and his band will be with us, and we're really excited about Joe Pug. And then Iris DeMent, and then Del McCurry. And so that's, we feel like, a pretty solid lineup on the main stage just for Friday night. And we know a lot of people are going to be interested in Iris coming back to Arkansas. Then on Saturday, the main stage kicks off, same time frame, 6 to 10:30. The 6 o'clock slot is Mary Gaucher and her band, a great songwriter, originally from New Orleans. Just fabulous songwriter, kind of in the John Prine tradition. And then into Elephant Revival, which is a Colorado band with kind of local ties and really, you know, built a strong following here in Fayetteville. And then John Fulbright's coming back with his full band.
Now, he wowed people last year in Star Theater.
It was pretty incredible. Star Theater was packed to the hilt. I drug you in through the back door.
Yes.
I was like, you
got to
see
yes.
this guy. And I think he left people wanting more. So we're really pumped to bring him back on the main stage and give him more access and have more people be able to see his show.
And that's Saturday.
That's
right?
Saturday. And then the finale on Saturday night after John Fulbright is Jerry Douglas with his band. And so each night we feel is really balanced and offers kind of a really diverse mix of music. And you know, we feel like, you know, it's pretty compelling across the board.
Jeremy, what do you have to do now between now and 42 plus days?
Right. I have a clipboard that's just stacked with spreadsheets and to-do lists and ever going list. I think right now it's push things. It's push that concept, sell tickets, get people excited, finalize all the food elements, finalize. So it's just giant checklist of getting things ready. And again, every year it's talk with the farmers and see which food's going to be available, where we're going to be sitting August 22nd and what we can provide, and we bring the three chefs together to create this food throughout the weekend, what is available and what farmers can participate.
As we sit here right now, we had a cooler than normal late June. I understand that takes its toll on the ripening of some things.
Right.
We're dry again. We're not in the drought we were last year, but we haven't had rain for a while. So can farmers reasonably estimate what they'll have then?
I think they know their land and they know their crops, and they're very conservative because they don't want to say they've got things they don't and come through. But luckily, we have such a diverse climate here and diverse range of farmers that we end up getting a plethora of different foods, which is great, and everybody specializes in different things. So ultimately, we'll have a bounty, even though it's going to be hot in August and dry, likely. But yeah, all the same.
Yeah, I was impressed last year. I mean, it had been a two-year drought, essentially. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think Jeremy and the other chefs were really creative, and the farmers were creative to kind of bring together, you know, this basket of food that really made for I don't know that anyone looked at it and said, oh, my gosh, this is, you know, this is slim pickings. I think it still felt like this really compelling, you know, festival, local food festival fare. But you know, I'm excited to see what Jeremy and crew comes up with.
And by basket, you know, it was probably close to a ton.
Yeah, of food. That's a big basket.
Very big basket, so we had lots of participation, and yeah, it was amazing, and that's kind of part of the challenge.
You mentioned those spreadsheets and those clipboards. This is year four, and last year, you know, you'd expanded, so you've got experience under your belt. Is it easier or more manageable than it has been in the past?
I keep saying easier when the wife says, "How's it going?" Oh, this is easier, but then I feel the foot in the mouth.
Well, I don't want you to jinx anything.
Right, yeah. But yes, easier in the fact that we do have some systems in place, but then we continually try and tweak and add things. So this year we're at 10 stages, mm-hmm. More venues this year, more activities, new things in the gallery, new experiences here, and then just want the experience overall to be heightened and more enjoyable. So easier, no.
Quickly, you mentioned 10 stages. The venues include Walton Arts Center. Because you've got Star and Baum Walker.
Star and Baum Walker at the Walton Arts Center. We're utilizing the inside and outside stage at George's, both during the day on Saturday and then late night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We have stages at the library. We'll do the Live Ozarks mm-hmm. at Large broadcast again on Friday at noon of the festival. We've got the stage at the Garner's Farm that opens up everything on Thursday night. We'll have, you know, community stages, free stages again also at the Farmer's Market. We're actually going to do Maybell Music is going to host a street square dance on Saturday night. Let's see what else. We have Kingfish as a stage. I'm leaving something out. Oh, we added Greenhouse. Oh, we didn't add Greenhouse Grill. We've always had Greenhouse Grill. We've got Greenhouse Grill, but we added our Sega's at the Depot on Saturday. There'll be some music happening there. And we also added some late night music at Maxine's.
And does the website also show the free stages, the community stages?
With the schedule that goes live today, it's going to list everything. So it's going to be broken down. When you look at the schedule, it'll say community stages. Those are free stages that are accessible by everyone. There'll be the main stages. Those are the ticketed main stages that either happen at George's during the day or at the Walton Arts Center. And then there's a late night stages. So they're kind of grouped into three categories.
Brian, Jeremy, thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah.
Brian Hembree and Jeremy Gothrop are co-organizers of the Fayetteville Roots Festival. The festival will open Thursday, August 22nd. More information available at FayettevilleRoots.com.